Where the taking of refuge in bodhicitta is our ground, our root. That subtle body, speech, and mind in the natural state as we've done before. Let's recall that the context for this retreat and for this session is Dzogchen. We're not just practicing techniques here, not just shamatha, not just vipassana. But all of this is couched within the Vajrayana, within Dzogchen, which means those three uncommon or unique preliminaries are really indispensable in order to derive the greatest possible benefit. Our way of viewing the teacher, our Vajra siblings, and sentient beings as a whole. It's important never to stray far from that. It's very easy to overlook. But then we miss the whole point. So with pure vision now, releasing all impure appearances, impure grasping, dissolving into emptiness, and focus on the root lama of the Dzogchen Lingpa, your own lama, the lake-born Vajra. These are his words. So imagine receiving these directly from the lake-born Vajra, indivisible from your guru. The blessings, the potency, the transformative power will be enormously enhanced by bringing such pure vision. So here are the pith instructions. Some cannot calm their thoughts because the mind is so agitated, and they experience uncomfortable pains and maladies in the heart, the life force channel, and so on. Those with unstable minds, with a wind or a vata constitution, or with coarse minds, may fall unconscious or slip into a trance. Context here, and that he spoke earlier of engaging in some of the traditional practices of generating a mental image and then firmly fastening the attention to that, like a Buddha image or any type of mental image. And he's saying, if you are such a person with an unstable mind, wind constitution, coarse mind, then if you push at that, you strive diligently and you try and you try and you try harder, rather than this leading to a deepening sense of relaxation, stillness, and clarity, it will just wind you up tighter and tighter. And if you keep on pushing and pushing, you may pass out or slip into a trance. So you must see whether different methods are suitable for your constitution. We continue with the lake-born Vajra's teachings. Such people, with unstable minds and so on, such people should relax and let thoughts be as they are. Continually observing them with unwavering mindfulness and careful introspection. Your eyes open, your gaze vacant. Direct the flow of mental awareness to the space of the mind, whatever thoughts arise within that space. And relax. Let thoughts be as they are. continually observing them with unwavering mindfulness and careful introspection, the latter monitoring the flow of mindfulness. Stillness without thinking of anything is called stillness in the domain of the essential nature of the mind. The movements and appearances of various thoughts are called fluctuations. Not letting any thought go by unnoticed, but recognizing them with mindfulness and introspection is called awareness. With that explanation, come to know these points. Now, to remain for a long time in the domain of the essential nature of the mind, I shall be watchful, observing motion, keeping my body straight, and maintaining vigilant mindfulness. When you say this and practice it, fluctuating thoughts do not cease. However, mindful awareness exposes them, so you don't get lost in them as usual. By applying yourself to this practice continuously at all times, both during and between meditation sessions, eventually all coarse and subtle thoughts will be calmed in the empty expanse of the essential nature of your mind. You will become still in an unfluctuating state in which you experience bliss like the warmth of a fire, luminosity like the dawn, and non-conceptuality like an ocean unmoved by waves. Yearning for this and believing in it, you'll not be able to bear being separated from it, and you will hold fast to it. If you get caught up in bliss, this will cast you into the desire realm. If you get caught up in luminosity, this will propel you into the form realm. And if you get caught up in non-conceptuality, this will launch you to the peak of mundane existence. That's in the formless realm. Therefore, understand that while these are indispensable signs of progress, or individuals entering the path. It is a mistake to get caught up in them indefinitely. This is called ordinary shamatha of the path. And if you achieve stability in it for a long time, you will have achieved the critical feature of stability in your mind stream. However, know that among unrefined people in this degenerate era, very few appear to achieve more than fleeting stability. A final footnote before we continue practicing in silence, and that is in the same text, the Vajra Essence. The Lakeborn Vajra makes the familiar point that the quality of your mindfulness as you engage in this practice is like that of a cowherder tending to his herd. Now in nomadic Tibet 150 years ago, nobody needed any commentary on that. They're all nomads. But let's pause just for a moment. If you're a cowherder out on that open, high plateau, your job is to tend to the cows. But naturally, this would not imply taking a lot of interest in this cow over here chewing the cud, and this one walking around, and this one sitting, and that one. There'd be no such interest. But you are attending to them so that if something comes up, a calf strays off, a wolf comes prowling, an eagle is circling overhead, any kind of danger, any perturbation, you need to be attending enough that your alertness is triggered when it needs to be. So judging by that metaphor, which is self-explanatory for any nomad, it seems that in this practice we're not taking a keen interest in the contents, the variations, the type of thoughts, type of images, type of memories, and so forth, or the desires and emotions coming up. But we're simply aware of them sufficiently so that when thoughts pertaining to the past arise, we don't get drawn into them, removed from the present moment. When thoughts pertaining to the future arise, we don't follow them in anticipation of what will happen later. And any thoughts arising about the present, we're simply aware of them, but without getting caught in the grip. So it's a casual, it's a sustained, clear, discerning, but kind of casual ambience to the mindfulness. Primarily resting in the stillness of the awareness. And simply noting the fluctuations as fluctuations, movements as movements, thoughts as thoughts. Now let's continue practicing in silence.